and you are listening to ABC Radio.
You are indeed. I want to begin by talking with you about your core muscles, because I found out something today that kind of surprised me, I got to say, because it was advice that runs contrary to all of the advice that I've ever been given by anyone who's ever tried to help me affect a better posture or look a little better in photographs. Now, have you heard the expression shoulders back, tummies in, face straight? Have you heard that expression? Stand up straight, shoulders back, tummies in, encouraging you to suck your tummy in for a photo or to have a better posture. Well, if you've ever been given that advice, word of warning, one element in that advice could actually be doing you a bit of damage. It all goes back to your core muscles and your pelvic floor. And you're going to hear what's wrong with the idea that you should suck your tummy in a moment. But I've started paying more attention to my core muscles the last couple of years, and I'm wondering whether you are as well, because you keep hearing, don't you, how important a strong core is. So I'm kind of curious, what are you doing to strengthen your core muscles? What is actually working? Because when I do sit-ups, I get a sore neck. I'm not keen on the sit-ups. So what could I do instead? What are you doing to improve your core strength? If you've got some smart ideas, I'd love to hear them. 1300-222-612 is my telephone number. That's 1300-222-612. What are you doing to improve your core strength? If you could give me a call, be much obliged. A little bit more on why sucking your stomach is a bad thing to do shortly. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. Got a bit of Rolling Stones for you in the first place. I'm Kat. Hello. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes.
So free, she'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost at such a cost. Slip away. Dying all the time. Lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind.
Very much. 1967, taking you back to that gorgeous piece of music from the Rolling Stones, Ruby Tuesday. My name's Kat Venny. You're on ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast, where it's coming up to 20 minutes to one. Are you getting the message that seems to be coming at you loud and clear these days about the need to have a strong core, you know, like good, strong ab muscles, good, strong pelvic floor muscles? Is it ever too late to get on board this bandwagon? If you are wanting to get on board this bandwagon, how do you get on board in a way that isn't going to cause you other injuries? Well, in a moment, we're going to take a look at some advice that has been dispensed for many generations that actually runs counter to strong, properly functioning pelvic floors and stomach muscles. And I'm talking about the age-old idea that you should stand up straight, shoulders back, tummies in. Stuart Mount Gravatt, are you sucking your guts in as we're talking? Hello?
I am. I'm having a practice against the wall now.
See, this is really interesting because when I was, you know, younger and I was given advice as to how one ought to pose for a photograph so one looked lovely, it was very much about really sucking in the stomach. Now, did you ever receive that advice, Sue?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And do you practice that idea of sucking your stomach in when you're not being photographed as well?
I try to, yes, you know, just to keep the muscles, you know, active.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I want you to stay with me, Sue, because I have been doing this as well, and it turns out it mightn't be the best thing to do all the time for your core muscles, which I got to tell, it surprised me when I heard about this. It does make sense, so stay with me. But in the interests of core strength, what else are you doing and why is it important for you, Sue?
Well, you know, I'm getting to the age where, you know, I'm thinking I've got to be able to lift myself up and lift myself out of bed if anything happens, you know, that kind of thing in the future. So I'm having my last grasp at making sure that I'm all fortified for the future.
Well, I think that is a very smart move on your part, Sue. Thank you. Stay with me because we're going to talk about some other ways in which you can achieve those aims this afternoon. Ross from the Gold Coast, retired Major Ross Eastgate, no less. Are you taking care of your core, sir? Hello.
Well, it's doesn't work, Kate.
Doesn't work.
No, no.
Taking care of it by eating cake, is that what you're doing, I see?
No. It fails after a while. No, that's a very common military expression. If you look at guardsmen standing on parade, it's, you know, stomach in, head up, shoulders back.
Yes.
And then you faint and fall on your face on the program.
Right. So this is where it gets interesting because we're going to hear in a moment from someone who has given up the whole sucking in of the stomach, which actually turns out is a very smart thing to do because the other person we're about to hear from works in the interests of physio, pelvic floor physio strength and avoidance of injury. And you will hear shortly why the sucking in of the stomach isn't necessarily a great thing. But do you feel that this is something that is still encouraged in military parades, Ross?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's what regimental sergeant majors go to a school to learn it.
Yeah, wow.
So you're all sort of tightly done up, particularly in dress uniform.
Yes.
So, you've got a belt, a waist belt, a fairly large waist belt.
Yeah.
You're carrying a rifle. You've got your hat or cap on.
Yes.
So you've got to have your head up and stomach in, chest out, and
shoulders back.
Shoulders back.
What would be the longest period of time where you might assume that posture, Ross? I'm wondering. Like, are we talking minutes, hours? How long might you be standing like that?
Oh, it depends. I mean, I've been on a couple of parades. I did a presentation of colours and an Anzac Day parade for the Queen in Canberra a little while ago.
Yes.
And we stood to attention like that for about, probably about an hour. But, you know, the thing is, then you wiggle your toes, apparently.
That's the truth.
It helps you.
That's the truth.
Apparently. That's what they said.
Not that you would do that. No, Ross. Of course not. No. Good on you. Well, I'm glad you called, Ross, because that adds another dimension to the conversation we're about to have here on ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast. My name's Kat, and in a moment you will hear why you might want to reconsider the sucking in of your stomach. But if you'd like to talk with me about what you're doing to improve your core strength, 1300 222 612 is the telephone number, or you can text on 0467 922 612. More in a moment.
Nothing can stop our Broncos as they contend for the minor premiership.
Sealing try as history repeats in Townsville.
The Bronx have won 5 in a row, and on Friday they take on the Eels. Coverage from 6 p.m. with the Sharks versus Gold Coast as your entree. On Saturday, the Dolphins take on the Roosters at 7:30. If it's a Brisbane team in the NRL, you'll hear it on ABC Radio Brisbane.
You're with Kat Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.
About 12:45, a little later this afternoon, I'll be firing up the Lingo Bingo machine. We'll be taking Joel Spreadborough's sports thoughts and an incredible recipe involving broccoli, smashed broccoli. Broccoli? Broccoli? Not sure. We might ask Rolly Sussex when he joins us from 2:00. But right now, I want to talk with you about your posture or the way you pose for photographs. Some people are photogenic and look great no matter what they're wearing or how they're standing. And some people, and maybe this is you, are the sort who feel you need to put a bit of effort into your pose in order to like the picture that you're posing for. But did you know that the common piece of advice about proper posture, about standing straight, stomachs sucked in, could actually be doing your body harm? For more, you're joined by Karen Crone, actor extraordinaire, and Sue Croft, pelvic floor physio. Ladies, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Karen.
Hi, Kat.
Karen, you've given up on this gut-sucking business, have
Look,
you?
I did a little while ago, Kat. Yes. I just stopped doing it. Actually, probably a couple of decades ago now.
Okay.
Growing up as a dancer, I was always told, you know, bottom like a bee and a belly button to the spine, belly button to the spine. Well, I did that for a very long time, darling, and then I just went, you know, I can't do this anymore, and I just let go.
You just let go. How'd it feel when you let
right.
go? Did it feel good?
Wonderful.
But did you wonder whether you were actually letting yourself down,
yes, yes.
Karen, because not only
very long.
Letting it all hang out, my goodness, but also but did you feel that the sucking in of the stomach, and I'm doing it now, did you feel that was also maybe a good thing to do for muscle, sort of
definitely,
training?
Absolutely.
Tone.
And as in the last 10 years, I've probably taken on board a bit more of the core work.
Yeah.
But, you know, talking to Sue earlier about it, I'm glad I don't do it, like, incessantly.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound as though it's that good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I suppose I'm right. I'm doing the right thing.
You are. Well, let's endorse her, shall we, Sue Croft, pelvic floor physio this afternoon. Because we've had a couple of perspectives. Sue and Ross both talking about this sucking in of the stomach. It's something that I do. It's a familiar phrase. But it's not necessarily recommended. Tell us more about this hourglass syndrome, Sue Croft.
Well, before I talk about that, I'd really like to say it is totally okay to suck your belly in when you're having a photo taken, because that's momentary. And when you look at the photos later, you do regret when you didn't think about it. So you can continue to do that. But, I mean, like any muscle group, we need balance and we need things to be on and we need them to be relaxed, because if you've got them on all the time, mm-hmm. then they're going to fatigue. And what works with the pelvic floor, what with the abdominal muscles when you pull your tummy muscles in, is your pelvic floor will co-contract. So if you're sucking your belly in all day, and this is a really common thing in younger women particularly, mm-hmm. and I think that they do it for looks, but they do it for a feeling of fitness and strength, and they do it also, even when they're in pain, they're doing that. You suck your belly in when you've got abdominal pain or pelvic pain, endo pain, mm-hmm. period pain. So that's a natural thing to do. And so when you're doing that all the time, the pelvic floor, without them really realizing, is co-contracting. So
okay.
if you sitting opposite me, if I was sitting there with my shoulders up at my ears, you'd sort of clear your throat and say, "Sue, you look a little tense there." But you can't see that your pelvic floor is actually switched on all the time.
Is yours switched on right now, Karen Crone?
Absolutely. I'm switched on.
I'm clenched. but so tell me, the sucking in of the stomach for a photo, and let's all just pretend that's what we're doing, because that's the type of sucking in that we're talking about.
Yeah.
It sort of sucks in the top part of your abs.
Yep.
But not the bottom part. And that is part of the concern, isn't it, that we get something called pooch.
Well, look, the old hourglass syndrome is actually not a medical term. So
okay.
I think it's something that's just generated, causing a little bit of, a bit like neck, text neck, you know. It's
oh,
not
right.
actually really a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about the concept that they're pulling in their upper abdominal muscles, then you are going to restrict the descent of your diaphragm.
Right.
And that might affect your breathing and how comfortable you're feeling, which may be why those soldiers fall flat in their face, because they're actually, everything is just so on that they're getting very shallow at breathing. They might blow off a lot of carbon dioxide, and that is what contributes to them fainting.
See, now this is fascinating. Karen, can I bring you back in now, leaning into your skills and expertise as a trained thespian?
Mm-hmm.
Diaphragmatic breathing and breath work.
Intercostal diaphragmatic breathing, yes, Kat.
It's very important in voice and voice control,
in
isn't
voice
it?
Voice control. Well, by engaging the diaphragm, which is really like a spring underneath your lungs, by really engaging that, it enables you to have a little bit more, well, a lot more control over the outgoing breath. And so an actor is always wanting to, or a performer or a public speaker, is always wanting to acknowledge punctuation. And so that's where we take a breath. And so it's the engaging of the diaphragm, filling the lungs as best we can deeply, not shallow breathing as Sue was talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
but deep breathing.
Yes.
And people don't realise that they've even got this, that the diaphragm is even there, because it's a muscle that's, you can't feel the muscle.
Sure.
It's about engaging the lungs and breathing deeply. And we all know the difference between breathing deeply and shallow breathing, because you can faint.
So I just think that consequence here is quite extraordinary. If this is something that isn't like exclusive to women or young girls, but is probably majority concerning women and young girls, that if we're sucking in the tummies, not only are we putting at risk maybe the strength of our lower abdominal muscles or undue pressure on our pelvic floor, but also if we're restricting the capacity for the diaphragm to do its job, we're restricting our voices kind of in a way, Sue Cross.
So look, if you think about it as like just the mechanical compression of what's going on in your capacity here by sucking your belly in, it limits your descent. But that happens with singers and horn players, for example. You know, the way they actually do their craft causes them to do that really upper sucking in of their abdominals. But also anxiety is, you know, when you're really anxious, you're doing a lot of
shallow breathing,
you're doing a lot of constricting of your abdominals. And what we teach people is what we call belly breathing, where you actually physically let your stomach go. And you don't know how hard it is to encourage a young woman who has been trained that you've got to suck your belly in and have a flat tummy because you're just basically a woman.
Mm.
It's very hard for me to convince them. And we sit opposite. I actually say to them now, I want you to sit like a man, because a man sits with his legs apart, belly off, totally great and comfortable. And they just, and I say, how do you feel? And they say, I feel weird, you know. Mm. They don't, they're just so conditioned to not sit like that, legs across so no one can look up your dress.
Mm.
Even if you've got jeans and, you know, no one can see anything, you're just not encouraged to sit like that. So when you do that, you actually get lovely relaxation of your abdominal muscles and your pelvic floor. And so during the consultation, I'll keep saying, yeah, you've got your tummy in again, and they let it go. And then by the end of that hour, they're actually learning how to feel, and they feel fabulous, because they oftentimes even their pelvic pain that they've got can actually start to feel better, because they're just not squeezing everything.
Mm.
So
this is powerful stuff. On ABC Radio Brisbane and Gold Coast, my name's Kat. You're with Sue Croft, who's a pelvic floor and pelvic health physiotherapist, Karen Crone, actor. We're talking about, well, I want to get to core strength, because we do know that it's important to have a strong core. But what we've sort of commenced our discussion with is this idea that sucking your stomach in and trying to restrict, it's not necessarily the smartest thing to do all the time. We've heard about the consequences for voice, for a sense of self or space, anxiety, etc. Let's bring in now Sue at Canungra. We're getting, this is like the Sueiest show.
I know, so many Sues.
Hi, Sue at Canungra.
Hi.
Now, you're an Emmetts therapy practitioner. Now, what is that?
That's right.
And what's it got all to right. do with the core?
Okay, so Emmetts therapy is basically we use signaling points, which is with our fingers, that signal through the nervous system to the brain. The brain then comes back and performs like a immune response, maybe. So what I'm finding, I do camp drafters and their horses and their dogs. So I find the psoas, which is your core, mm-hmm. all that, the psoas muscles are huge, and they just go through like the whole stomach and attach everywhere. And it's like if they're tight, from pulling them in all the time. It can pull the shoulders down, yeah, scrunch the diaphragm, scrunch the lungs and everything, and then it tightens up the shoulder blades. You've got lower back issues, hip issues, hamstring issues. So many things come from a tight core muscles.
Right. So there's got to be a difference there between then a tight core and a strong core. And I'm sort of feeling like this goes back to the balance you were describing, Sue Croft, a little earlier. But Sue at Canungra, you sort of feel like you're observing some significant problems in some of your more mature patients?
Every person that comes on my table has some sort of psoas core pelvic issue.
Yeah, well.
And it hunches them over, and they just don't have that strength to have that posture to stand up straight and to breathe properly.
That's fascinating. So thank you. I'm glad you called. Danielle at Ipswich says, Kat, I've got one word for you, recore, Pilates. You're welcome. Smiley face emoji, says Danielle. Thank you. Gina thinks that deep water running is excellent for developing better core strength. Fab exercise, no stress on the joints. And another Suze at Rabina, says aqua exercise classes, great way to strengthen your core. I do them 3 to 4 times a week and they've improved my core strength so much. Karen Crone.
Yes.
You would have to, because I've seen you on stage performing, you know, at an incredible level of physical, physically challenging roles for a long period of time. You would have to do a lot of work to maintain your physical strength, core included. What do you do?
Walking. I do a lot of walking, and I was saying to Sue Croft earlier that my old days of a ballet dancer, of learning classical ballet, the old plié, which is actually in turnout and not in parallel, and we're encouraged to work everything in parallel, keeping everything straight. But you can still do it in parallel, but it bending at the knees. So I'll do maybe 10 demi-pliés and grand pliés in the morning, and then I'll do maybe 10 side kicks to the right and to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Always balance myself. I never, ever, ever do 5 on one side and 10 on the other. Always balance, balance, balance.
Mm-hmm.
But my walking and walking up hills to try and get my heart rate up, stuff like that. But I don't do any running. I'd hurt myself, I think. But, you know, running's not my thing. But walking, energetic walking with a focus.
Yes.
So you're getting to a destination as, you know, not sort of ambling along, but with a purpose.
With a stride.
I find that is really good exercise.
Okay. Sue Croft, I have to ask for some advice from you. But before I do, I just would like to share a message from Ed on the Sunshine Coast. Thank you, Ed, for your text. Ed says, I was a big kid at school, so I sucked in my stomach all the time. Then a rugby coach said it was good for core strength, so I did it more. Then I started a stressful career with lots of trauma, and I clenched my gut even more. The end result was chronic pelvic tension, anal fissures for years. Horrendous pain from chronic tension. It was awful. All healed through physio now. But the act of sucking in my stomach played a huge role. Kinesiologist helps as well. Ed on the Sunny Coast, thank you for sharing that. Really appreciate it. So Sue Croft, what moving forward from this conversation, what can we do to pay attention to our core, strengthen it rather than stress it?
So what Ed said is really important, because this is not solely restricted to women. Men get pelvic pain, and it can be bowel pain, it can be penile pain, testicular pain, and it often relates back to the overactive pelvic floor from just over-clenching.
Mm-hmm.
And he's mentioned all the different things that cause that. But you can strengthen your core muscles. You can strengthen your abdominal muscles. You can strengthen them in lots of ways in the gym, but what you have to do is balance them. So when you finish them, you relax. You sit comfortably watching TV and feel happy about letting it go. You don't walk around feeling the pressure that you've got to always have your tummy in. And Karen said she gave up on it a long time ago, but Karen's actually got really good posture. So she's very flexible. She was doing some things with her arms out there in the green room, and she's actually got good posture. So she and I might not like our tummies so much, but, you know, she's got good posture. And I think that's the thing, that don't feel that you have to only do things that are switched on and lots of strength, lots of weights, lots of, lots of abs, lots of planks. But what you do is you balance everything. And that the other thing is that always incorporate some dance, because whether it's you're dancing in the kitchen or you're dancing at the radio console while you're taking a show, I've seen you, Kat, many times.
Yes.
Any opportunity, because what dance is fluidity and movement is what everything is about. And walking is great. If you love running and your pelvic floor, you haven't got any prolapse and you might need to be fitted with a pessary to help that. But whatever you do, make sure you love it. Don't labour on doing something you hate, because that's not good for you either. So,
you're going to get tense and frustrated.
Definitely can still strengthen your abdominals, but let's do it in a balanced way.
Sue Croft, I've got some culture club that I will encourage everyone to dance along to. I'm going to play it in just a moment, but it's been such a pleasure to have your insight and expertise. Sue Croft, pelvic floor physiotherapist, thank you very much.
Pleasure.
And Karen Crone, what was that diaphragmatic breathing?
You mean intercostal diaphragmatic breathing.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's where the intercostals expand.
Is it now?
It's very exciting, Kat.
I'm doing it now. Karen Crone, you've been a treat as always. Thank you so much.
You do, darling.
My name is Kat Vinnie. It's nearly time for your 1 o'clock news. But go on, let's see if we can have a bit of a boogie, however you can, wherever you are. This is Culture Club. I'll tumble for you.